Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord works. Not some of the time, but all of the time. It always accomplishes in doing the thing for which the Lord sends it. This is the promise given to us by the prophet Isaiah. And he gives this promise to us in an image so that the promise could be clear and we would be certain of the power of the Word of God. The image, of course, is, as we read in the Old Testament reading, is that of rain and snow. It's moisture that comes down from heaven and always waters the earth. But when moisture comes, moisture always works. Not some of the time, but all of the time. It accomplishes the watering of earth, and it always succeeds in making the soil bring forth and sprout with life. So it is with moisture, so it is with the Word of God. As moisture works all the time, so does the Word of God. We need the Word of God to work. Like a dead, dry desert filled with thorns and thistles and badly in need of some rain or snow to come down and water the ground and give life, so too is the world filling up with the results of mankind's fall into sin. Cursed by the fall into sin, we are now those who are conceived in sin, so that we are able to do no good thing, pleasing in God's sight. Our spiritual, sinful condition is like the desert, dead, dry, badly in need of something to give it life. We read in the third article of Luther's Catechism, we cannot by our own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. We are the ones who are powerless on our own to do anything good. And so the Lord sends the word down from heaven to water the earth. He sends his Son, the Word of God incarnate, who takes on flesh and blood to come down and water the earth. And water the earth, he does. The only begotten Son of God, who was not conceived in sin, but by the Holy Spirit, so that he might bring life and immortality to all, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. He who is in the beginning, the Word of God, took on flesh so that he could be crucified, to be crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, die on the cross, to atone for our sins, all of them, and water the earth with his precious blood. When the Son of God hung on the cross, having suffered hell, he was pierced, and from his side, water and blood poured forth to water the earth. Jesus Christ hung there. He hung there on the cross. He certainly didn't appear to be powerful. He appeared to be defeated and powerless. So those who scoffed at him at the time were confirmed in their suspicion, while those who had followed Jesus were tempted to despair. the Word of God appeared to be absolutely powerless. But then, in glorious victory, like a sprout shooting forth from the ground, the crucified and dead Jesus is raised from the dead to burst forth from the ground alive and well. That which was sown perishable and in great weakness, appearing to have no power at all over sin and death, is raised to glory, in glory, and power, and honor, and immortal, and imperishable, as the victorious Word of God, whose death only served to conquer death, by whose life now serves to give life to the world. So where does the Lord continue to give this life-giving moisture today? From where does the heavenly moisture that gives life to the world continue to come? Where are we to look? Where are we to look when we are dry and despairing and unable to help ourselves? Like the rest of the world, we are unable by our own reason, our strength, to believe in Jesus Christ or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel. The Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel, calls us out of the darkness of our sin to live in the light and the glory of God. The cross may be foolishness to those who continue in their sin and death, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. The death and the resurrection of Jesus on behalf of sinners is the gospel, which is the power of salvation for all who believe and for all who live victorious with Jesus in the land of the living. So just as surely as Jesus Himself came down from heaven to water the earth with His own blood, so now does the preaching of Jesus serve to deliver the benefits of His blood to those who hear and believe. And just as surely as rain and snow come down from heaven to water the earth, does the word of the cross and the empty tomb serve to give life, life for us and life to the entire world. This is the promise given by the prophet Isaiah. It is given for us to know and for us to trust, so that we might be certain 100% that the Word of God will always work. This world is full of sin and death. I mean, we don't even have to discuss it. All we have to do is look around or watch TV. It's all over the place. The curse of the fall still hovers over us, causing us to be born in sin and to commit sin. But the Father of all mercy, the Father of all grace, has sent forth His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who took on flesh to dwell among us. And though His death appeared to be the end, that's it. He's died on the cross, that's it. It has now, you see, has become the source of life, so that His glorious resurrection is proof positive that He has overcome the curse that in our lives and brought life and immortality to life. There is no doubt at all Jesus Christ has succeeded in the thing for which he was sent. Now he continues to send his word down from heaven to water the earth. And by his own spirit, he uses the word to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify the whole Christian church on earth so that sinners, you and I, would be saved and the dead, dry desert of this world would be filled with life. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.